Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Do you have a SodaStream? That's that device that lets you make carbonated drinks at home. Well, you may already know that this thing that makes fizzy confections is at the heart of a very serious controversy in Israel. SodaStream is owned by Israelis, but made in a West Bank factory, largely by Palestinian workers.
Like most actors, my real job is saving the world. Start with plain water, add bubbles, mix in the perfect flavor. Look, a soda that's better for you and all of us. Less sugar, less bottles.
That's actress Scarlett Johansson, spokesperson for the company, because she says the factory in the West Bank helps alleviate poverty. The CEO of SodaStream called it an island of peace in the Middle East where Jews, Muslims, and Christians work together. But Johansson had to resign as an ambassador for Oxfam over her ties with SodaStream. And now the boycott, divestment, and sanction movement, which is against Israeli occupation of the Palestinian territories and known as BDS, is claiming a victory because the factory is closing and SodaStream has moved operations to southern Israel. The AP's Tia Goldenberg has been covering this, and she joins us from Tel Aviv. Tia, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So just to remind us, how big a controversy is this in Israel?
Well, the BDS movement in general has definitely alarmed people in Israel. Boycotts are something that frighten Israelis in general. It harkens back to the Holocaust, of course, and before the Holocaust when Jewish businesses were boycotted in Europe. But in general, it just adds to Israelis' fear of being isolated, whether it's regarding its policies towards the Palestinians or whatever it may be. So the BDS movement, while Israel says it hasn't had too much of an actual economic impact, Israel sees it as a strategic threat, and it's been called such.
BDS, again, calling for boycott, divestment, and sanction. They're seeking an end to Israel's occupation of the Palestinian territories, an end to discrimination against Arab Israelis, and a recognition of the Palestinians' right to return to land in Israel that their ancestors might have owned. So this is that movement. They were against anything being in an occupied West Bank. But what was SodaStream saying about the benefit of this factory?
Well, SodaStream at its peak was hiring up to 600 Palestinians. Employment in the West Bank is quite low, especially compared to Israel. What SodaStream was saying, it was giving Palestinians working conditions that they simply could not find in the Palestinian territories. And, you know, this includes decent pay, pay that was commensurate to the pay of Israelis working at that factory, bus service, buses would shuttle them around from their villages to this factory. And now that the West Bank factory is closing down, the CEO of SodaStream, who I spoke with last week, says that these jobs for Palestinians are mostly going to be lost. Israel has provided so far about 130 work permits for these Palestinians to come work legally inside Israel at the SodaStream factory. But obviously, compared to 600, that's quite a drop.
Yeah. And this controversy has stretched across to the U.S. The hardware store where I shop had a big laminated letter to its customers explaining why it carried SodaStream for the reasons that you just laid out, for the jobs for Palestinians, and because they felt it was an effort at peace. Israelis and Palestinians work together. And by the way, the owner of that hardware store is a Jewish man. So it stretched across to the U.S. But what do you think is actually true about what happened here? Was it because of the boycott that the factory had to close? I mean, what kind of impact was actually happening on the sales of SodaStream?
It's hard to say, and this is the case with many of the claims that each side makes, whether it be the BDS movement or whatever company that is being targeted. The BDS makes claims on whatever company or that it's targeting. If they've made any concessions, it claims victory, whereas that company usually tends to deny that their decision had anything to do with the BDS movement. In this case, SodaStream, their claim is that, yes, they've had a tough financial year. Yes, they're closing the West Bank factory, but they pin this all on a repositioning, a restructuring that they say has 0% to do with politics. The BDS movement says that it was their protest, it was their petitioning that in fact led to the closure and to part of the economic problems that the company itself is having.
It could be that everybody who wants a soda stream has purchased one, and it could also be that you have to exchange canisters in order to use it, and that becomes difficult for some people. But people still love the product. So what do you see happening going forward? First of all, give us context here about other Israeli-owned factories in the West Bank.
Well, there are other, businesses in the West Bank that are run by Israeli companies. These are usually in Jewish settlements in the West Bank. And you rarely see Palestinians working at such factories. You often see Palestinians working on construction sites. But in terms of factories that would face similar protests from the BDS movement, you're mostly talking about internationally run companies like the G4S, a British security firm, or Orange, who they have links to Israeli companies, or they have links to the Israeli prison system in the case of the G4S security company. And those are more likely to be targeted by the BDS movement.
The AP's Tia Goldenberg in Tel Aviv on the news that SodaStream is closing its West Bank factory where it hired Palestinians and moving the Israeli-owned company back to Israel. Tia, thank you.
Thank you so much.